And today, we're going to go over where he gives his testimony. But on the way, I'll have to share something with you, the 107th Psalm. I wish you could read all of it. But he said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Psalm 107 and verse 2. Now that's a say-so experience, isn't it? Now verse 20. "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." Do you believe that the word of God really had healing back there in those days? You believe Jesus healed by his word? You'd say, "I sure do." Then do you believe the word of God has any power to heal today? That's the reason I want to get you folks to read the word of God, and I need to read the word of God. There's healing in the word of God. I know this. When God called me to preach, I was sick and weakly, and the doctor said I'd never make it, and that's been 41 years ago, a little over now. Now then, don't you believe that there's healing in the word of God? All right, let's read it and claim what it says. Psalm 116, "I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." Isn't that good? Hey, he blessed my soul, took care of my eyes, and he helped my feet and kept them from falling. "I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of the old Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord." And then I want to read the shortest chapter in the Bible. "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." And may we pray. Our Father, we pray to bless these precious people that have read with me today and still believe in an old-fashioned family altar when the family gets together. And I pray, Lord, that Mother and Dad will get them all together. We'll not have to read and pray separately, but we'll get together at least once a day. And not just around the table, but Father, help us to just have some special time for Jesus and for our souls. And I pray for the pastors and evangelists and missionaries and for the homes and children. And Father, I pray that you bless our nation. Bless the president. Bless the leaders of our nation. Lord, bless our churches. And Father, forgive our sin and help us to walk with thee today. Bless thy word and nourish our souls with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.